It's time for the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. 16 students started the live rounds and now we are down to 8, the elite 8. Welcome to the quarterfinals, Lagos. From now till Thursday, we're going to have one debate a day. The four winners will return next week for the semifinals. And for two of them, the final on Thursday, November 25th. But let's take it one week at a time, shall we? Right now, they're facing each other for a chance to make it to the big dance. Now, let's debate. Today is our first quarterfinal match. Let me introduce the contestants. Our first debater is an SS3 student at St. Saviour's High School, Ijegun. He is a 15-year-old boy, Uchechukwu Golden. Welcome to Ibeck to Differ.
Thank you, Ma.
And our second debater is a year 8 student. Year 8, for those of us who are old, is just 2 these days. From back in the day. He's in year 8 at Bijamik Private Schools. He's 11 years old. Timothy Ebuka Ebule. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, Ma.
And of course, Lagos, the contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support. One of you will oppose. You will each first get 2 minutes to present your positions. And then you'll each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points that your opponents made. I will judge both rounds based on number, quality and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation, number of opponents' points addressed, the strength of your rebuttal of each point. If your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. You will switch sides and you will have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You will be scored for all new points you make, which were missed by your opponents, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier. Now, both of you already know your topic. Government should ban cryptocurrency. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. As usual, we've written oppose and support on ballot papers, and you choose. What did you choose?
Support.
Uchechukwu supports and Ebuka opposes. All right then, Lagos. It's time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter and then the motion opposer.
Good evening, moderator, panel of judges, timekeeper, my co-debater, and distinguished listeners. My name is Uchechukwu Golden and I am a student of St. Saviour's High School. I am here to support the motion which states government should ban cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency and blockchain technologies pride themselves in the fact that they function without the control of the government of the central bank to monitor and regulate the activities. This pride is in fact one of the major reasons why the government should ban cryptocurrency. The government considers this a risk to investors who cannot recover any losses and also to consumers who may lose their money without any legal redress in the event that these cryptocurrency platforms collapse or close business. Furthermore, cryptocurrency implies that its users value their anonymity, obscurity, and concealment. Criminals find this to be the best way to launder their ill-gotten gains. There are also a lot of speculations that cryptocurrencies are used to sponsor terrorism and to funnel money for and from illegal activities, which forces the government to ban the use of such currencies within the country. As a matter of fact, cryptocurrencies are issued by unregulated and unlicensed entities. Hence, their use in Nigeria goes against the key mandate of the CBN as the issue of legal tender in Nigeria. For that, more so, cryptocurrency platforms do not allow the involvement of the government and their regulatory bodies. Hence, if the government should ban cryptocurrency, it will bring about transparency in the movement and transactions of money and other securities within the country. Sadly, there are a lot of negative and adverse effects of cryptocurrency on the environment. Mining cryptocurrency requires a lot of computational power, electricity input, making it highly energy intensive. China, for example, one of the major Bitcoin miners in the world, uses electricity generated through coal to power their stations and their country. This has led to an increase in China's carbon footprint, thereby leading to climate change and global warming. Ultimately, the government should ban cryptocurrency because it's a highly volatile speculative asset. The price of cryptocurrency easily swings without any trends or factorial warnings, and the percentage changes are highly significant. The government should ban cryptocurrency because it is all based on speculation and excitement of cryptocurrency users. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Right on time. Right on time. Well done. Lagos, you just listened to Uche Chukwu Golding there. Support government's ban on cryptocurrency. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. I'm the moderator. If you just tuned in, remember you can watch this live on our Facebook and YouTube streams. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Now, Ebuka Timothy Ebule is opposing that government should ban cryptocurrency. Ebuka, your time starts now.
Cryptocurrency is a decentralized digital currency that is used for buying or selling goods and services. Good day, moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, viewers and listeners at home. My name is Ebule Timothy. This should not even be a topic for discussion as I strongly oppose the CBN ban on cryptocurrency. Why should they not? Firstly, globalization. We all are aware that the world is not a global village. Technological advancement is not like a flash of light. If you blink, you miss it. So it is funny to imagine why a country does not want to be like their counterpart from other nations who are already accepting cryptocurrency. Secondly, faster and easier transfer of fund. Cryptocurrency has made fund transfer faster and easier. You can now transfer funds to anywhere in the world within seconds without stress and queues that we face at our confidential banks. Thirdly, economic boom. Cryptocurrency is the future. Top companies like Tesla and Starbucks are already accepting payment in Bitcoin. I strongly believe that if a government should invest a certain percentage of its revenue in cryptocurrency, it will boost the economy rather than just storing the money in the bank. Fourthly, global unity. The Olympics and the United Nations were formed to promote global unity. Cryptocurrency has been identified as one of the factors that is bringing the world together. As agreed by Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, who is a big investor in cryptocurrency. Lastly, wealth creation. Cryptocurrency has made a lot of people millionaires, not only in Naira but also in dollar. The richest cryptocurrency investor, Sam Bankman, who has a net worth of $22.5 billion. Tell me, with that kind of amount, will he not be able to employ so many people and reduce the cost on the government? With all these points of mine, I hope I'll be able to educate you on why cryptocurrency should not be banned. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ebuka. Lagos Ebuka is 11 years old. Uche Chukwu Golding is 15 years old. And they're on this show today talking to us about government and cryptocurrency. Government should ban cryptocurrency. Now we've done the first round. Thank you both for a wonderful debate. It's time for the rebuttal round. This time we'll start with Ebuka, the opposer.
My opponent mentioned risks to investor, but you should not forget that all cryptocurrency users are placed on a passphrase that nobody knows. For example, if a cryptocurrency user dies, his money will remain in his crypto account. Even if he has over millions and billions of Nairas, nobody will be able to access that account without the PIN and the passphrase. He also mentioned laundering of money. You should not forget that cryptocurrency is not the first way that criminals use to launder money. Criminals have also been using different sources of laundering monies. He also made mention of... Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Well done. Good job, Ebuka. Uche Chukwu, your turn.
My opponent here mentioned in his first point that cryptocurrency should not be banned because of globalization. Well, cryptocurrency... Many countries in the world are very speculative about using cryptocurrency because of it creates an avenue for unregulated and unchecked transfer of transactions of money and other securities and currencies. And this has a negative effect as it can lead to tax evasion, money laundering, and purchase of arms and other illegal things into the country without the awareness of the government. and the regulatory bodies. In the second point, he mentioned faster and easier transaction of funds. Well, cryptocurrency is true that they provide faster and easier transaction of funds, but cryptocurrencies are, the cryptocurrency transactions are not safe as hackers can hack individual accounts and transfer this money to their own account through, because cryptocurrency wallets store their user IDs and data. These data can be hacked by hackers, and the hackers can get access into the individual's account and then transfer money into their own account, thereby stealing from them. Thirdly, he said economic boom. Cryptocurrency brings about economic boom. That is, it makes available, if that makes people to participate in economic activities more. Yes, and that is true. But cryptocurrency also, but cryptocurrency does not promote progress and development of the environment. As I said before, cryptocurrency leads to a lot of negative effect on the environment because it requires a lot of energy and power, and this power can lead to climate change and global warming. Do you want to live in a world where there are more economic activities, or in a world that is dying? Then fourthly, global unity. Cryptocurrency does not bring about global unity, as almost every cryptocurrency platform, almost every country do not use cryptocurrency. And I want to bring my own point into it now. Okay. Cryptocurrency equals data loss in the cryptocurrency equals financial loss. As I said before, if you lose your key or your password, you have no access to your account. This means that no matter how much savings or investments you have in this account, you cannot recover your password, and if you lose it, and therefore you have no access to those money. That means that you've lost your investments, you've lost your money, you've lost your cash, you've lost your everything. So thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Good job. Well done. Woo! All right, Lagos, if you just tuned in, hello. We have just one debate today, and it's been a very good one. My debaters have argued if government should ban cryptocurrency. Ebuka says no. Uche Chukwu says yes. Ebuka is 11 years old. He's in year two. He's a student at Bijamik Private Schools. And our supporter today, Uche Chukwu Golding, is 15 years old, an SS3 student at St. Saviour's High School, Ijegun. And Uche Chukwu says government should ban cryptocurrency. Ebuka says government should not ban cryptocurrency. 11 years old, 15 years old. Now, if you just found out about today's debate, we have a long line of videos and audio that you can listen to on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. nigeriainfo.fm, that's where you can listen to the round of 16 matches that brought us here, where we have 8 sharp students picked from all over Lagos, debating for a chance to win 1 million naira. Now, of course, both of you have done an amazing job. You have done a wonderful job. Thank you for a wonderful debate, but there can only be one winner. During the presentation round, you both tied. You made 6 points each. Your presentation style, we have Ebuka with 4 points, Uche Chukwu with 3 points. During rebuttal, Ebuka made 2 points and Uche Chukwu made 3 points. Your style of rebuttal, Uche Chukwu made 4 points, Ebuka made 1 point. With a total of 16, Uche Chukwu Golden wins this round and moves on to the semifinals. Ebuka, thank you so much for a wonderful debate. I have to give it to you. You've done fantastically well. Thank you. Congratulations and well done to you, Chichiku Golden. You've qualified for our semifinals next week. By Thursday, we'll let you know who you match up against. We'll let you know what time you will debate. We'll also let you know what day you will debate. Well done. You've done brilliantly today. Okay.